This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a special guest that we want to talk to right now, Nick DeMauro, and talking about FSAs. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is our pleasure. FSAs, these are these flexible spending accounts. Many of them have, we have it through the workplace and stuff. And I think it's interesting because it's called flexible. Yeah, sure, it's flexible until the end of the year. So, you know, explain to us what's going on here.
Yeah. So flexible spending accounts, like you said, they're offered by employers. But a really crazy statistic in that space is over $4 billion every single year goes unused in these flexible spending accounts. So roughly 40 to 50% of FSA cardholders forfeit money every year with an average loss of exceeding $400. So these are, like you said, named flexible, but they're super, super complex. And every single year, our everyday Americans are losing $4 billion. So they're really complex, and we're out to try to get the news out there to tell people how to use them, when to use them, where to use them, to really reduce those dollars being forfeited every year.
Well, in fact, you built a new platform. You're the CEO and co-founder of Daylie. Tell me about this platform. I guess it does all the things that you're talking about. It kind of removes some of the complexity of the FSA.
Yeah, so you can spend your FSA dollars on both products and services, and how I like to kind of break them down, the service component of it. Think of your copays, your prescriptions, some of your doctor's visits, some of the services that you're allowed, and then products, right? So your everyday health and wellness products that you can purchase actually using your flexible spending dollars. So what we've done is we've built a 100% compliant flexible spending marketplace where consumers can go on, spend dollars, and know that everything they're buying on the platform is FSA eligible. So flexible spending accounts, they are governed by the IRS. So there's a lot of different rules and regulations on what you can spend your dollars on. So really building that ease of use solution for consumers to spend their dollars. And then we have a few other products we'll be launching over the coming months that are really, really exciting in this space.
Well, I know that they've expanded some of the things that you can purchase through FSA, you know, sunscreen, acne care, over-the-counter, some wellness devices, and more. So there are opportunities that you might not normally think of where you can use this money before you lose it, basically, at the end of the year. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here, but can you use an FSA for, say, a therapeutic massage?
Yeah, so there are a lot of different things you can use it on. So even think of massage guns and some of the red light therapy masks and stuff. You know, everyday health and wellness items are approved under it. There's some really crazy things. Like if you travel for medical care, you can reimburse yourself for the mileage, parking, and tolls every time you take a trip to the doctor, dentist, or pharmacy, right? So, again, we are out to really allow consumers to utilize these funds in a more efficient manner. And ultimately, they don't have to think when they're using those dollars, and our platform helps them do that.
Yeah, and so what is the is it a .com? What do people do to get all this beautiful information you put together?
Yeah. So we're launching both a web application and a mobile application, so consumers can go to our .com and make purchases as well as download our app. We're also building out a monitoring platform where we'll help consumers look back on historical transactions to see if they've paid out of pocket for FSA eligible items that they can actually get reimbursed through the dollars they've already funded in their FSA. So like I said, a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe on our platform to really give consumers the clean access to their dollars like they should have.
What a great tool that's going to be, and really customized to the individual user and helping to track. And I love it. It makes great sense. It's going to make people more efficient with their flexible spending accounts and not just let it go at the end of the year. And by the way, I got to ask you this, Nick. What happens to the money that, well, to us disappears, but what actually happens to it?
Yeah, so that money actually goes back to the employers, right? So $4 billion every single year is going back to employers. There are some rules and regulations on what the employers can do with that money. So they have to buy down premiums, offset administration costs for administering these benefits. But yeah, those dollars go back to the employers every single year.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's not like it disappears into the vacuum of government. So I guess there's something good to say about that. I guess what's the number one thing that you see, or one of the top things you see, is people not realizing what they can spend their FSA dollars on? And like I say, just, leaving a balance there and walking away.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, just understanding what you can use it on. So if you think about it, consumers are spending anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 a year on FSA-eligible items, right? So they're using their FSA card for 25% of what they could be using it for, because there's so much other stuff that's out there that's FSA-eligible that they just don't know about, right? So it's really educating consumers, building a platform for ease of use. Just going back, the biggest component of FSAs and HSAs are the educational component of really getting the access to consumers on what's eligible, what's not eligible, when they can spend it, when they can't spend it, et cetera. A lot of times consumers don't even know that their dollars may roll over for a few months into the next year. They may have a grace period. So they can take some of their dollars up to $600, $650 and move it into the next year's spend. So there's so many different nuanced type rules around these accounts, which is crazy to me. Again, we're out on a path to really, put a product in front of consumers that they really, really understand and allow for ease of use.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, we're bombarded with so much information all of the time, and anything related to healthcare, a lot of people, we can't help it, our eyes kind of gloss over. It's like, what's the deductible? How much is it going to cost me this year? And so I think sometimes with the FSA, we don't educate ourselves to the degree that we need to. And it looks like your platform is really going to fill the bill and be exactly what we need. Is Daylii, and we really appreciate your time, and hopefully that helps to spur people into action, and they'll be very smart with their FSA accounts.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Bob and Greg.
All right, Nick DeMauro, appreciate it. Have yourself a great and Merry Christmas and great holidays, my friend.
You guys do the same. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, fantastic.
Anything health related, you're right. Your eyes do just glaze over. It's confusing, and you got FSA, HSA, and all the kind of things. It's nice if some folks are kind of straightening it out for us.
Well, and also, just the one thing he added, he said some accounts, depends on yours, but some account you can roll over. You can roll over some amount, depending on the plan. But, yeah, it sounds like they really individualize when you go into their platform, individualize it to you and your exact FSA plan and what it allows and doesn't allow.
And, of course, then the things that you need are there. So that's, I guess, a win-win, so.
Gotta I like it. Yeah. Well, that's why we shared that information with everybody.
Well, because the year is almost over and people are probably thinking about Christmas shopping, not their FSA.
Yeah, and it's too late now if you haven't made some of your appointments.
Yeah.
I found out the hard way.
Oh, yeah. Trying to get one, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, and I waited too long and they tried to guide me and help me and remind me for a while now. So it's definitely on me for sure.
Oh, man.
And you start all over again next year. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.